No. It's Tool of the Week.
Good morning to you. If you're wondering who we are, we're Luke and Margo. Usually do the afternoon show. And every Friday on our show, we do this segment called Tool of the Week, where we crown a tool individually, but we chuck it over to you guys to nominate a tool that you've seen in society. Could be your next door neighbour, could be your missus, could be
a public figure.
Yeah, 13, 27, 10 if you've got a nomination. A cool prize up for grabs. Have you got a nomination, Margo?
Yeah, I'd like to kickstart this. Yesterday I was talking about the fact that Corey and I took the kids to see School of Rock up in Brisbane, and we were verbally abused. So to the bald-headed fella in row N on Wednesday night at 7:05 p.m. because we were 5 minutes late and he thought it would be a great idea to verbally abuse us, you are my...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Good one, Margo. I've got to give it my nomination this week to the people who are still using the old age face app. It's not funny anymore. It was mildly amusing a couple of days ago.
This has actually really made you quite angry. Like, I see you talking about this and you're on your Instagram and you scroll through and then you just throw your phone down because you're like, oh, I'm sick of it. Everybody's doing it.
They're sheep.
Followers.
The absolute sheep. And who's the person now that's sitting there going, oh, I know it was funny the first 4,000 times I saw it, but how hilarious if I do it as well. and it's got to the point now for me where I'm now seeing photos of legitimately old people, but assuming it's someone using the old age face.
Well, did you see that there's a new one now that they're starting to do, which is the Young app, they make you look younger.
Well, but anyway, for anyone of these sheep still using the old face app, you are my...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Okay, Cherie, we've had our go. What do you reckon? Who's your tool nomination for this week?
It's my neighbour, because I came home from being out all day a couple of weeks ago, and we've got a big hedge that is in between our yard and her yard, but it's on our side.
Right.
And she decided to hedge it because she was doing her garden, which was really nice of her. But when I came home, she's hedged the whole hedge, but she's actually chopped half of it in half. Hmm. So now I've got a hedge that's large, one end, and a hedge that's half a hedge at the other end.
There's nothing worse than having uneven trimmed hedges.
Oh,
Luke.
Margo, I've seen photographs. And you're not wrong. Okay, thank you, Cherie. Let's go to Daniel from Broadbeach. Daniel, who's your tool nomination?
Sorry?
Yeah, mate, who's your nomination?
My nomination is I'm a school teacher, and my nomination is Parents of the Girlfriend.
Go on. This is interesting. This is interesting. Go on, mate. As a school teacher, why parents?
Because a lot of them just, they don't back the teacher anymore. They're always backing their own kids and not letting them take their own responsibility. It's time that they started to take their own responsibility and stop covering for them. So that's why they're creating the Gold Coast in my tool of the week.
Daniel, you know what would make this easier if they brought back capital punishment, like I said before.
Corporal punishment.
Corporal
punishment.
Corporal punishment. Well, I worked in Abu Dhabi and they had corporal punishment there. It worked a little bit, but I'm not over it.
That's called stoning.
No. Well, they had corporal punishment. When I went through school, I got caned and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. You know, they'd smack me around a little.
And there's nothing wrong with you. You only got a slight twitch every now and then.
I walk with a bit of a limp, but other than that, I'm okay. Okay, to the parents of the Gold Coast, on behalf of Daniel, the school teacher from Broadbeach.
You're the Tool of the Week.
Darren from Belinga's called through. Who's your Tool of the Week, mate?
In the Broncos game last night, Alex Glenn and another player got penalised for kind of like a lifting of a player, and Alex Glenn started getting stuck into the knee female referee, and she didn't even blow the whistle, so I reckon he's my Tool of the Week.
Oh, okay. We had our first ever female referee in the NRL last night.
And by all accounts, I hear she was fantastic, Luke.
I watched the game. I didn't notice the Alex Glenn giving her a mouthful deal, but I could make an argument that Alex Glenn was showing no discrimination. In other words, Alex Glenn went, I'm not going to not verbally have a go here just because she's a female. Mm. I'm going to show equality and I could...
And still contest it.
And still contest it.
As he would if it were a male ref.
Could you see that side of it, Darren, or do you think because she's a female...
Well, yeah,
she should
I'm seeing what you're saying there. Yeah, there's no, he doesn't want to go easy on it. But my point was she didn't even blow the whistle. It was the other referee.
Oh, I see.
Getting stuck in the
lair. Oh. Good point, mate. Okay, on behalf of Darren from Bulinga to Alex Glenn for giving the female referee an alpha.
The tool of the week.
Who do you like, Margot?
Oh, look, I think I've got to go with Daniel, parents of the GC. They've gone soft. These kids need a bit of tough love. You're getting the meat tray. Wouldn't be a Friday without a meat tray from Love Days Quality Meats Treetops in Burley.
Fantastic.
Good on you.
Good job, Daniel. Teachers don't get enough recognition, and we support you here.
Yes, well